Now joined by head coach Charlie Bacon of the Trenton Bulldog wrestling team. We'll talk about the end of the season for the Lady Bulldogs. Four of those young ladies went down to a Kearney for districts last weekend, had varying degrees of on-the-mat success. Boys are getting ready to head to Marceline this weekend, and as much as we talk weather and weather that just affects a lot of weekend stuff, Coach Bacon, it's snowing pretty good here at midday Wednesday, and I think it's going to be out of here by, well, I hope it's going to be out of here by the weekend because I'm seeing some stuff for Saturday, but at least this is coming in midweek and not Friday night, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I would. We're going to be driving home Friday night after districts, and it's always better to get it over with in the middle of the week.
So let's start with the girls, and you know, you would like to get a couple of them through to state, but that's it. That's an easier than said job right now, because you know, when you have only one class, and obviously there's four districts, but there is a lot of talent that you got to meander through to try to get to state right now in girls wrestling.
Oh, there is. I mean, I think there were 43 total schools, and we were one of the smaller schools there. And trying to get a girl through is really tough. You know, they had the 32-man brackets, and they had some 16-man brackets with pigtails. But, you know, still, I was really proud of the way our girls wrestled because, you know, I know Libby and Faith both went out and got wins over girls from Park Hill and William Chrisman and just some bigger schools.
So you're losing a couple of those girls to graduation, right?
Yeah, Kately Lovell, who was our 135-pounder, she was a senior, so we'll be losing her. It was her first year of wrestling, and we're losing Libby Fewins at 166, and she was kind of my team captain because she had a year of experience under her belt, and she was on board from the beginning. So we're definitely going to miss both of those girls next year.
Is there a little bit of a buzz in the hallways with girls wrestling, Coach? Obviously, if you're going to be losing two and you have two returning, you'd like to get some bigger numbers in there to fill weights and those things next year. Is there recruiting going on, or is there a buzz? Kind of what's the feeling of the hallways about the girls wrestling program?
There's definitely a buzz. You know, this whole thing, I think girls were scared to jump in right at first because they didn't know what to expect. And now that, you know, Libby and some of the other girls, Allison and Kately and Faith, have paved the way, I think, there's a buzz in the hallways about it. And even statewide, I mean, my gosh, they didn't expect it to blow up like it has, but it certainly has.
It's such a good addition for girls too, because if you're a girl and you're athletic, what's your option in the winter? It's basketball, and not everybody has basketball skills. And you know, as some girls, they want to, you know, just like guys at some point, they want to go out there and do something physical. So for girls that are kind of in that mindset, wrestling is a perfect option for them.
Oh, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of girls that are not, they're just not suited for basketball, and or they just, they don't like basketball for whatever reason. You know, it's a really great opportunity.
So let's start previewing the weekend here, Coach, because you have a boys team. We talked about it here for the better part of the last month. They are peaking at the right time of year, and as far as excitement going into a district tournament, this might be the most excitement with our discussion that you've had in your time as head coach going into a district tournament. Would you agree?
I would say so, team-wise especially. I mean, we know of all of the individuals who have placed in the past and qualified for state in the past, but as far as the team race goes, you know, I've got a group of kids who not only is our nucleus young, but I've got a really good group of kids here who have a chance to go down Friday and Saturday and really take home some medals.
We've seen the improvement in their on-the-mat competitions in January now to February, Coast, especially since Christmas. You get them in the wrestling room every day for practice. How much in just one practice do you see this group, especially with their youth, just getting better by the hour, really?
Well, I think this last month was huge because we wrestled some competition that gave us a little bit of confidence. And once you have confidence, it's amazing how that carries over in the practice room. You know, you can almost feel it in the practice room when there's a little bit of confidence. And The other thing is this time of the season is when we're basically fine-tuning, you know, everything, like physically, we're exactly where we need to be. Nothing's going to change from now until Friday on that end of the spectrum. But what we're doing now is putting them in live situations that could very well pop up in a bubble match at districts or a championship match at districts. And so we're kind of trying to get them battle-tested for some of those different scenarios.
How did the boys look against Higginsville last Thursday night, Coach?
Oh man, it was a team effort. I'll tell you, we came out, we were fired up. It was senior night, and we did it without, you know, Noah Lewis. He was sick the whole week. Missed his own senior night, which was terrible for him. He didn't get that opportunity to wrestle in the home gym, but we would like to think that we got that dual win for him, because he, you know, he's been a huge part of the program. And but the boys just, they put together a solid team effort and went out and really beat a team that we shouldn't have beaten when we were understaffed a little bit.
You're always concerned. We have this discussion at this time of year all the time about how it's a little bit different in districts. You know, obviously there's that. You better win or else you're going to be done either by the end of the weekend or by the end of the night. So there's more pressure on districts. It sounds like you have a group of young men, the coach, though, that you describe where their confidence is right now, that you're probably going to have that discussion and say, hey, this is just, it's what we've been working on all season long. The nerves are going to be there, but fight through the nerves. But it sounds like they're ready to go and fight through those nerves, too.
Yeah, I picture, you know, what they were like their very first tournament, the Marceline tournament, versus where they're at now, and especially my freshmen. I mean, those guys were terrified at Marceline, and to watch them grow as wrestlers and individuals throughout the season, it's amazing. But you're exactly right. We have that conversation about, you know, this is same thing we've been doing all season. It's not the time of the season to try out something new. It's time to stick to your bread and butter, your tried and true methods of what you've been doing all season and what's gotten you this far.
What's a realistic number for getting a number of kids through, Coach, through districts? Are we looking at like 7, 8, 9, perhaps 10? Well, yeah. In a best case scenario, what are you looking at?
I would say best case scenario, I think we could possibly get 8 kids through the district, and that would be a lot more than we've had in the past. So if we were walking away from the district tournament with 8, I would be thrilled.
It's so important, too, with the way that districts are set up. Just, you know, win your first match on Friday. If you win your first match, you got a pretty good chance of advancing. If you don't, then you got to struggle to try to get through.
Well, it's just a longer road back through that bracket. If I win my first match, and then if I can win my quarterfinals match, even that puts me in the semifinals, and then you know, it's a long, long road back if you lose that first match.
Absolutely. With the team, Coach, we don't have all the time to get into all the specific details of the things that they'll have to do well, but just in a general sense, what are the things that either they've been struggles or things that you know you'll have to improve upon if you want to get to that, you know, 7, 8, 9 number in that area? What are the things that the boys will have to do well over that 2-day stretch?
There's something we've been drilling, you know, throughout the week, and it's chain wrestling, which means one thing flows into the next thing, and we're not having to stop between each move and think about what we're going to do next. And I think if we transition well, if we come out and instead of just getting a takedown and being content with that, as soon as we finish our takedown, we're looking for back points instead. So I think that's going to be our biggest thing, the difference maker in between taking maybe 4 kids to state versus taking 8 kids to state.
In that best case scenario, getting that many kids through, I don't know if you'd be able to get to the very top, but you would at least be in the conversation for, you know, being in that top 3 or 4 teams in the team standings for districts as well.
Yeah, and you know, I think that sets us up really well for next year too. I mean, if you've got a group of kids that know that they finished at least in the, you know, we'll say the top 5, if they know they've done that, then think how confident they're going to be coming in the next year, and they're definitely not going to settle for any less than top five that next year. So that's going to keep them pushing forward. And this is a group that, you know, we've talked about it before, but our goal needs to be a state title by the end of all this.
Absolutely. There's more talent then coming 7th and 8th grade. You know, you had a really good influx of freshmen this year, Coach. What does it look like for 2021 and then 2022 with the kids that are in junior high right now?
Well, it looks really good. You know, our kids club is pumping out some good kids, and they're going to some big tournaments, and kids are just really getting more exposure than they ever have. And I know I've got about three or four really good impact freshmen that are coming in next year and the following year as well. So I'm excited about it.
Outstanding. 5 o'clock Friday, 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Are those the times we're looking at?
5:30 on Friday, and yes, 10 o'clock on Saturday.
At Marceline High School, so about an hour drive from Trenton. I think wrestling folks have probably made that drive before because Marceline's a big wrestling community.
Yeah, they have.
Absolutely. Appreciate the time, Charlie. Safe travels down to Marceline this weekend. Good luck at districts.
Well, thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.